sushi, from how it all started to why it was worth paying taxes with it, here are the most fascinating traditions, legends, and myths about sushi you want to know. If you like this video, remember to subscribe, and in the comments below, tell us about the best sushi you have ever had. And for some extra fun, find our mascot net hiding throughout the video. Fresh fish? Not always better. This is a myth most of us believe, and it may apply in Japan, but according to chefs, freshly harvested fish is actually cleaned and frozen on the boats just minutes or hours after being caught. It's actually very rare in the US to get tuna that has not been frozen. Apparently, our taste buds just don't like it, and if it's left fresh, it will taste very gamey and the texture will be less firm. So I guess frozen is not so bad. Eat it with your hands. At the restaurants, you order sushi, and when you think of sushi, you may think of the rolls of delicious raw fish, sometimes with rice and cucumbers, and wrapped in nori, a seaweed wrap. There are so many varieties, but what you may not know is that sushi actually means vinegared rice. The fish was preserved in the rice. Only later did people start eating the rice. Another thing we all got wrong is how we eat the sushi. It was meant to be eaten by hands, not chopsticks, and within one bite, or maybe two. Myth: sushi is all about the fish. Apparently, sushi is not all about the fish. Anyone can catch a fish and cut it into pieces to be rolled into a mixture of rice and vegetables into a nori. But no, sushi is actually all about the toppings and, more surprisingly, especially the rice. The food experts and professional sushi chefs focus on the rice, how it's manipulated, how much rice vinegar is added. It's like alchemy. The rest is just luck. Ginger and wasabi. How not to offend the chef. You get your sushi plate at a Japanese restaurant, and with the sushi comes the pickled ginger and the wasabi. And you may be wondering why both accompany the plate. The ginger is meant to cleanse your palate between the different sushi pieces. Using ginger as a topping is very offensive to the chef. And what is that green blob? It's supposed to be wasabi, but what they don't tell you is that what you are getting is a mixture of horseradish sauce, mustard, and green coloring. It's not that they are trying to fool you. The wasabi japonica is a root, and it loses its flavor in 15 minutes. No time to get across the globe to your plate. Wasabi was used to kill bacteria and parasites in the raw fish. Now people eat wasabi out of habit. Paying taxes with sushi. The skills of a professional Japanese sushi chef comes from many, many centuries of training and traditions. A perfectly made sushi was so regarded that during the 8th century AD in Japan, people were allowed to pay their taxes with sushi. How much sushi do you think they had to prepare in order to be able to pay the taxes? Misconceptions and legends. A favorite fish for most Westerners is salmon, but it was not a tradition to have Pacific salmon since it spoiled easily. The Norwegians were the ones who introduced Atlantic salmon to Japan. Apparently, it had less bacteria than the Pacific salmon and was safer to eat raw. It took Norway 10 years to train Japanese customers to order salmon sushi or sashimi, and for it to become a hit. Cucumber is a common topping, and any sushi that has the word kappa is a sushi with cucumbers in it. The reason it's called kappa has to do with a Japanese mythical creature called kappa that lives in ponds, and its favorite food? The cucumber. Sushi, it's not Japanese. Japanese have really perfected sushi and gone above and beyond to make sushi what is now. But the reality is another. Sushi started in Southern Asia about 2,000 years ago, and all countries have a version of it. But as mentioned earlier, sushi means vinegared rice to keep the fresh fish free of bacteria and moist for a longer time. When sushi started near the Mekong River, it was served near where the fish was being processed, and little stalls will prepare the fish right in front of your eyes. There are places in Asia where you can still get great sushi for a very low price, although sushi bars in Japan can charge you about $500 for a meal. I guess it's all in the ambience. The soul is in the knives. There are many religions and ancient traditions that believe inanimate objects have a soul, and professional Japanese sushi chefs are not far from those ancient beliefs. According to ancient Japanese traditions, a good sushi knife has its own soul, and since it's not just a piece of metal, professional Japanese chefs will take the utmost care and respect for their knives. So, after a day of work, the chefs will sharpen and fit the blade of their knives every time after using them. The most poisonous sushi ever. Swimming in the ocean, you may have seen a pufferfish. This creature, when feeling threatened, pops like a balloon to deter potential predators. And even after being caught to be prepared in sushi, the pufferfish still has an ace under its fin. Pufferfish, best known in Asia as fugu, has a neurotoxin that is so strong it has been reported about 15 incidents of people eating fugu and passing away in Japan every year. Chefs are trained for a long time to be able to prepare fugu and clean it without puncturing its organs. It is so dangerous that the Emperor of Japan is forbidden from ever eating it at all. No women allowed in the kitchen. This is from the past, so don't get upset with the gender inequality. What happened was that according to older tradition, we women tend to run our temperature higher, especially during certain times of the month. Due to poor refrigeration in the past, professional Japanese sushi chefs were afraid of spoiling the fish due to the temperature changes of women, so we were not allowed in the kitchen. It actually sounds so funny, since in many other cultures, men are the ones who do not want to enter the kitchen. Anyway, there are plenty of women sushi chefs nowadays, all over Japan. The modern era sushi. In early 1800s, sushi was sold as fast food to be eaten in public or as a movie snack. The fish did not need to be fermented anymore, like when they used to wrap it with rice and vinegar, so this new modern version was mastered by Hanaya Yohei in late 1700s to mid-1800s. As times evolved, sushi arrived to America, and the first bar was opened in Los Angeles by Noritoshi Kanai, who was a food importer. He opened his doors in the 60s. The iconic California roll was apparently invented around the 60s too. The chef was lacking fatty tuna, so he substituted it with avocado. But actually, other people claim to have it invented too. So it's a real mystery who actually invented this popular California roll. Remember to click the bell icon after you subscribe so you can get instant notifications of all of our new videos. Sushi misconceptions and legends discovered. Thank you for watching.